you were in Listowel or Killarney yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening, and went through what both areas went through, then give us your views, give us your thoughts. How were you affected? Was your home flooded? How did it go for you? Remarkable stuff. I was leaving the office yesterday afternoon, just when it all started kicking off, and had a fairly dramatic exit out of Killarney. Here's a little bit of what it sounded like. This was on the Lewis Road, just as things were getting pretty intense. Have a listen. There you go, that's just a little bit of it. And that crack of thunder there, that was one of the milder cracks of thunder. I'd never, ever seen rainfall like it. And as you can, you might have been able to hear it there. The rain was getting more intense as the seconds passed by and heavier as the seconds passed by. And Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather was tweeting about it yesterday evening. 49.8 millimetres of rain were recorded in Killarney. 27 millimetres of that fell in 30 minutes. And that compares with what's happened in Tralee on Saturday, which is described as a 1 in 500 year event by Kerry County Council. Listowel, similarly, huge amounts of rain falling in a short period of time, up and beyond, maybe 60 millimetres of rain. I saw someone with records online saying fell in Listowel yesterday and it led to flooding. So what do you make of it all? With me on the line top of this, we've got Hirlick of the Listowel Municipal District Councillor, Aoife Thornton. Councillor Thornton, good morning to you. Quite a lot of flooding and a number of businesses and homes affected in Listowel. What can you tell us about who was worst affected and what happened yesterday?
Good morning, Gerry. Look, I was out myself at the time yesterday, and like, you know what I think everybody saw and witnessed was truly shocking. I do, if you just indulge me, I would like to thank all of the emergency staff in the Listowel that have been out Monday and Tuesday, you know, the fire brigade, the Gardaí, the civil defence, Kerry County Council staff from the Listowel, and then they travelled from the other MDs as well to help the poor business owners, the homeowners, and like all the volunteers who just turned up to help their neighbours clear water, fill sandbags, lift sandbags. And look, as of late last night, I was speaking to the manager, John Kennelly, in our own area, and it seems that, you know, we have about 40 homes that have water damage and about 10 businesses, you know, which is quite significant. Some of those businesses, particularly around the square in Listowel, have water almost up to the sockets. So a time of extreme stress, you know, for those homeowners and business owners in those vulnerable areas in particular. You know, I think yesterday, you know, in the early part of the afternoon when it came down bad, that was stressful for those people. And then knowing that 6 o'clock there was going to be more rain just added to the stress of it. The calls and the texts continued, I suppose, coming in between 4 and 6, you know, for further sandbags and assistance. And many areas around Listowel, you know, were badly hit, which kind of made it more difficult for the services to react quick. Ballybunion Road was seriously badly affected. The Cleaver Road, huge levels of flooding. The Ford Road had ferocious speed coming at it with the floods that came in there. Like on the Ballybunion Road, you had water up to people's hips in some of the houses. You know, the nearby creches outside of it totally flooded. The Greenway this morning, we've seen, you know, significant scaling of the size of the Greenway. So I just urge people that are going to Listowel Greenway this morning just to be cautious, particularly if you're cycling, you know, because you'll be going faster. But, you know, the calls, the emergency number is actually still in operation, which is 066-718-3588. And at night time, that's diverted to a mobile. And I've just checked this morning, that is still in operation. So I suppose I'd ask people, continue to keep those calls and texts coming in. And the damage is going to be assessed through the day today. The CEO of Kerry County Council is actually visiting Listowel this morning, just to go through the damage that was done. But truly shocking, you know, very stressful for those that have been flooded. And look, all hands are on deck today to continue the work to support these people. Obviously, there's more rain forecasted, and this is concerning people. So look, we'll be working with people today to try and find resolutions to whatever is there. If there's anything blocked, we'll be trying to free it. And again, thanks to all the emergency staff.
Yeah, and look, taking out the pieces, the one element of this is unlike, I suppose, flooding in winter time where a river may burst its banks and sustained rainfall over a number of days and the water stays there for quite some time. This one, it really is flash flooding, is what you're talking about, which gives you very little time to prepare, totally unexpected, but it does recede water quickly. Was that an element of what happened yesterday, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, as I said, I was out myself yesterday and there were times I looked at the level of water coming behind my car and I thought, will I actually manage to get out of here? And this was in front of someone's house.
Yeah.
You know, the water was encircling houses at a ferocious speed and at a ferocious level, like the water levels were rising so fast. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah.
And even the elderly people, you know, that live on these roads, that were in their 80s, some of them, they've never seen anything like this. You know, it was truly, truly shocking. And there's a lot of traumatised people out there this morning, you know, those business owners and homeowners, like 40 houses in our town of Listowel is an awful lot of houses with this water damage. And look, we'll be there to support them as best we can. As I said, Kerry County Council CEO is travelling out to Listowel this morning. Their emergency meeting's been held. The damage will continue to be assessed this morning. And if people could keep ringing in, it helps us to try and get to those problems and resolve them as quickly as possible.
Yeah, yeah, indeed. And that's, I suppose, part of it. The question is, can you prepare for something given, and as the CEO of Kerry County Council said at a monthly meeting this week in relation to what happened in Tralee on Saturday, then, you know, a 1 in 500 year event. At the same time, we read this morning that a climate crisis expert says Europe is not a safe haven when it comes to climate change, as the latest scientific evidence and recent extreme weather events indicate that the continent will be as badly affected as other places on the planet. That's leading climatologist Hans Otto Portner said in Dublin Castle on Tuesday at a climate conference.
Yeah, look, I suppose, can we do anything about this? I think we can. You know, I think even as we were out yesterday into late last night, you know, there was obvious lessons to be learned, and, you know, they'll be definitely discussed over the next week as to how we could do things better or how we can learn from what happened, and that will be very important. But even just, as you know, on one of your last shows, I was speaking about the Arterial Drainage Act.
Yeah.
You know, the maintenance of our drains, it was so obvious yesterday. Like, we need the OPW to maintain our drains. We need landowners to come on board with us and maintain all those drains. All those water courses are so important in the event of what happened yesterday. And, you know, we will have to look at, you know, calling on the landowners that don't do it to work with us to try and maintain those drains, keep them clean, keep those water courses open. And I think that is one very obvious, you know, action, I suppose, we can work on quite quickly. And I think, you know, it's needed and it works effectively.
Okay. With that in mind, and there's been arguments, and there's a tendency with all of this to overreact and to put it down to, you know, climate change or one thing or another thing. But what do you say to those online who are saying, look, this is one way out of this, is using land properly, re-wetting, creating floodplains where they used to be and aren't anymore, that hard engineering solutions may be not the answer to this? Do we need to examine all of that?
Yeah, I think we need to look at all of it, but I would certainly say that we have a lot of water courses that are there that aren't maintained, that need to be maintained. They're already in existence. It just means to clean them out. We already have the embankments. We already have the back drains. We already have the sluice gates. So we just need to be efficiently monitoring the working of all of those systems, where those systems can be enhanced. My view is that they should be enhanced to have them working better. Why not? The taxpayers' money has already been used on these. And in my view, they should be maintained, and we shouldn't be looking at ultimately just re-wetting and taking these roles of maintaining and flood defence off the OPW.
Yeah.
And taking away arterial drainage, which is, you know, maintaining our rivers and our drains and our watercourses, this work, in my view, is critical so that we can deal with future flooding, which will come.
Okay, all right, listen, we're going to leave it there. That's Councillor Aoife Thornton there, Cathaoirleach of the Listowel Municipal District, talking about those flash floods in Listowel.